Hi, it's Paul Sackett. It's Good News Planet. I'm here with Michael Selfridge. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Okay, good. Michael's the communications director of FOPAL, one of our favorite organizations in the world, the Federation of World Peace and Love. And Michael, share some good news that FOPAL is doing.
So the thing that we're really excited about is the United Nations adopted an effort that we've been working on for a while. The United Nations adopted the International Day of Peace and Love with Conscience. And so it's really rare for the United Nations to actually adopt days in general. And so it's a really big accomplishment that we've been working with the Kingdom of Bahrain and the nation of Kiribati to bring that into fruition. And so in July of last year, the United Nations officially adopted the date. The date will be April 5th. And so April 5th, 2020 will be the very first International Day of Conscience with Love and Peace. And so that's something that's really exciting to us. We've been working on that for a while. We actually had done some initiatives starting in 2014 of promoting conscience and the conscience-driven through the Ear of Conscience mission, and that received tremendous support from around the world. So,
great. Fantastic. And so April 5th, our audience already knows a lot about it because our company, Good News, was working on helping with FOPAL to create a concert here in Times Square. However, that with the concerns about the coronavirus, FOPAL stepped up some weeks ago and said, no, we don't want to do that. The safety of all is primary, right? Isn't that what happened?
Exactly. So that's like one of those heartbreaking things that we want to focus on the good news. And what we looked at is we looked at the event on Times Square. We thought it would be a really positive event to generate a lot of international attention. But our conscience spoke to us and said, you can't risk the health and safety of other people to hold a big public event with this virus going around. So we decided to change focus. And I think through doing a international, doing a web event and just going online, we'll actually get deeper penetration, wider penetration around the world. It'll allow more people to participate than even the Forum of Times Square. So that's the good news about it, is we really have that opportunity to have a larger scale event that really truly encompasses all the world. We had been working on several other events around the world in conjunction with the Times Square event, but this one will, by doing it online, focusing online, I think that it really will spread around the world more fluidly. So I think that's the good news about the unfortunate event that's happened.
Right. So that's great. It is exciting. I know since we were directly helping here in town here in New York, and you guys had put together a great show. We had also our company, who has been working with the International Day of Peace for over almost 20 years, have some great acts, and we're putting together some video of some of those acts that we're kind enough to perform, and are kind enough to be believers in the International Day of Conscience, and we're going to share that with you all as you put together the program that will tell us a little bit about the program. It'll broadcast on April 5th, or what, do you have some idea of what the plans are?
We're still working out all the kinks because we had to shift gears. So we're still working out some of the details on that. But what we're going to do is essentially at midnight on April 5th, we're going to open up, we're going to post some content online, and then we're going to, our intention is to open up some forums where people can participate. They can post their own conscience-driven stories, and we actually are inviting people to start doing that at the beginning. As soon as I hear this broadcast, they can post those to icday.org, and so we can actually incorporate some of that into the event. So, and to draw more attention and show the level of support that we have for this very important mission.
Excellent. All right. Well, you know, you guys are wonderful, Dr. Hong, and all the committee. Such dedicated people. The group has been in our International Day of Peace events over the years. They're just so happy. Really, such a pleasant internal conscience and external comes out. And let me ask a question, because see, I'm announcing it every day here in our live broadcast on Facebook, and I've been ringing this bell. So. Will the wonderful Bell of Peace and the bell that Faux Pas Bell of World Peace and Love, will you ring it in the show somewhere, sometime?
We will. Yes, we absolutely are going to ring the Bell of Peace. And I'm really, and it's truly, truly special to me. I've traveled with the bell to every continent except for Africa and Antarctica. But The bell actually has been rung in Africa as well. So the bell has been rung on every continent except for Antarctica. One of the things I like to say is we're still negotiating with the penguins, the king penguins, on which one of them wants to ring the bell. So we're working on that still. But I find the bell ringing ceremony to be such a marvelously uplifting event. You can really feel the reverberations of the bell filling the air. And I believe you've been to the bell ringing ceremony, and I think you would agree with the power of the bell, witnessing the bell ringing ceremony.
By far. I was looking forward to it being rung in Times Square. As it has been run in the UN and 121 nations, I think it is, and 43 heads of state and Nobel Peace Prize winners. And I love when, you know, you add a new person to has rung the bell. Dr. Hong is, you know, you're up to almost near 400 or so. It's just such a powerful event. I agree with you. So this is going to be a great, great show. So, we're going to stay on top of it, Michael. Our airwave is open for you to speak out and say the latest that's happening and anything else. So we have a website, right? What is the website one more time?
The icday.org.
Okay.
So I as in C as in cat. So international, like I for international, C is conscienceday.org.
Okay. Anything else that the audience should know at this moment?
I think that what we're asking people to do, and so the mission of this, the main focus that we have with this International Day of Conscience, is it's really focusing people, asking people to, cause in order for this thing to be successful, in order to really truly change the world, and we want to change the world with conscience. In order to do that, what we really need to do is everyone needs to take some time and self-reflect on how they can improve and do better. And then they need to take and put those reflections into actions. And one thing I'd like to share is through, I've been promoting the internet conscience and more conscience for global citizens since 2014. And one of the things people ask is about conscience. What is that conscience? Because everybody knows what conscience is, but describing it. And I always think of it as when I was growing up, I was watching the cartoons where you had an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other, and the angel is trying to tell you to do the right thing and the devil's trying to tell you to do the bad thing. And so So as we see that, that's kind of the way I like to describe conscience. But conscience really, truly, as Dr. Hong says, conscience comes from the heart, deep in the heart, and not the, and that's the heart that is your internal heart, your spiritual heart, not your the physical, biological heart. But it comes from there, and it will tell you, if you calm yourself down and just think, it will tell you the right actions. And so this is something that we're really encouraging people to do, is take that time, do self-reflection on what they can do to make a difference in the world around them, and spread conscience around, act with conscience and spread love. And this is what the main purpose of that day and promoting the International Day is. And this is the way that we intend to promote peace. One of the things that I think is really important is the United Nations. When we started down this process working with the United Nations, we know that the United Nations really likes to focus on substantive words and things that have clear meaning. And a word like conscience, like love, we've talked about love in the United Nations, and we get a lot of people go, we need to talk about this more. But it's the body of the United Nations, it's a little bit difficult because, like I said, they want to talk about concrete terms, and love is as hard to talk about as conscience. But as we went back, we looked at historical documents through the United Nations, and we saw that in the Declaration of Human Rights, they actually referred to conscience back when that was actually initiated. So there's a historical precedence for discussing conscience with the United Nations, and that facilitated us to persuading the leadership of the United Nations to actually adopt the International Day of Conscience. And that's something that's really important. But if we want to achieve peace, and that's what the United Nations is there for, is to promote peace throughout the world. And so this is something that's very important to us, is to integrate conscience into that, because all the peace efforts the United Nations has done, they've been marginally successful. They've had successes, but we haven't achieved that goal of world peace in the 75 years that they've been around. So that's where we said we need to introduce this concept of conscience, and that is, I think, the missing element. And so that makes us really excited to have the Declaration of the International Day of Conscience.
Beautiful. What is peace for you, Michael?
What is peace for me?
Peace
is an internal harmony, and then that from that internal harmony, it extends out to other people. And so it's like an internal harmony that radiates out, and so it's just a calmness, and it's a calmness that radiates throughout the world and offsets and helps people calm themselves before they move to violence. And so resolve issues through understanding, mutual respect. This is how we achieve peace.
Okay. Michael, thank you very much. FOPAL's Communication Director, Federation of World Peace and Love, www.icday.org. It'll all be in our text here. And we'll be speaking about it till the 5th. We'll learn more about the updates. And, Michael, thank you very much for taking some time and sharing the good news, FOPAL, today with us. Conscience couldn't be coming, thinking on it at a more important time worldwide. So I guess sometimes things just happen at the right time. And this is the right time for people to think in this manner and in this way. So thank you, and thank FOPAL for all their many, 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 many years of speaking about peace and love. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Absolutely, Paul. And I just wanted to say thank you for spreading your good news and being a voice to promote love, peace, and conscience, and good news in general around the world. Really appreciate your organization and the endeavors that you guys are doing over there, and helping us to amplify our voice. So we really appreciate that, and your support of all the support you put into arranging the event in Times Square. I know you were crucial in making that a success, despite the hiccups that we ran into. I know that you'll be crucial going forward in some of our successful promotions. So keep spreading the good news.
Thank you. There's a ton of it to spread, and so we have a postponement. We'll just we'll do that show a little later. That's it. It's all good.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Michael. Take care. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Peace and health. Stay safe.
Peace.
Bye-bye.